We're joined now by NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving to tell us more about why the president is heading to Capitol Hill today. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Leanne.
This is highly unusual to have a president visit the Capitol on a Sunday in the midst of a policy debate like this. The Senate's not even close to a final vote on the bill. I mean, what's the thinking? Couldn't it be risky to make this high-profile drop by?
Yes, it's always a risk to involve the president personally and visibly in what is essentially Senate business. And this is a kind of a off-the-floor negotiation at a sensitive stage at this point. But it's also a risk for the president not to be closely involved. It's dangerous because the vote's being taken on this bill day by day, all these amendments. Any one of them has the potential to run the whole thing off the rails. So we saw the president come to the Hill last month to help the bill survive its final hours of debate in the House. And he can scarcely do less with the bill at a critical juncture in the Senate. If he seems even slightly aloof, it would relax the pressure the Democrats need to hold their coalition together and get to 60 votes.
Well, this is the president going all in on health care, and he's also going all in with job creation. The president's going to deliver an address on Tuesday. What can the president really do to improve the job situation? I mean, will anything he says make any difference?
Not maybe to the jobs that exist right now, to the keeping of jobs, the creating of jobs overnight, but on the other hand, to the mood of the nation, perhaps it will, the mood of the economic nation, if you will. Confidence and optimism are awfully important after a financial panic of the kind we had a year ago and the recovery period after that that's still going on. So the president needs to keep the tone positive. He needs to say the government is not retiring to the sideline just because the technical recession, the outright shrinkage of the economy appears to be over. So he needs to keep the activist tone and the imagery alive. And that's why they brought in all those private sector people and experts last week. And that's why they're talking to key Congress people about what would amount to a kind of second stimulus bill in 2010. Maybe it isn't going to be anything like the size of the one we had in 2009. But on Tuesday, the president will talk about the economy and what individual consumers and businesses can do to show confidence and instill confidence and get things moving again.
Well, the day after that address on Wednesday, the president switches gears and goes to Oslo, Norway, and the ceremony awarding him the Nobel Peace Prize. Now, he was planning to stop off in Copenhagen for a speech at the Global Climate Change Conference starting there this week. He decided not to go until later. Is this just a schedule change, or is there a substantive reason for him to attend later?
Well, there's an atmospheric reason, and that could become a substantive issue. The president was going at the beginning of the conference to lend a kind of support, but not really to add much presence or not much United States commitment. Now he's going at the end, probably on December 18th, when many other world leaders are expected to attend. So he would have been conspicuous by his absence on December 18th had he not been there, and that's partly to avoid a kind of bad photo opportunity with the United States president missing. But by attending at the end, the president also risks close association with whatever product emerges from this conference or with the failure to achieve one.
Hmm. In the minute we have left, Ron, I mean, the president obviously has a big schedule, and now he's going on an overseas trip. Isn't this an awkward time for the president to take a foreign trip? I mean, so many irons are in the fire right here at home right now.
Absolutely. You know, the country is fixed on jobs. That's absolutely issue one. And as we've noted, we've got health care in the Senate, which is the president's top priority. And in the House this week, the big bill is going to be the re-regulation of the financial industry. We mentioned the panic of a year ago, the long, slow recovery. These things are of critical importance to what matters most to most Americans. And meanwhile, the president's got a rebellion going on among congressional black leaders on the state of the economy in the inner city, in the minority communities. Hispanics are upset that immigration hasn't been on the front burner. Gays are upset about their agenda being sidetracked. So as the president displeases his party on Afghanistan, he can scarcely afford to leave them dissatisfied on the big issues at home.
NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Ron, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Leanne.